Hello, and welcome to Connecting You to You Radio, where we tune in to receive the messages of health and well-being that are being broadcast from the soul. I'm your host, Lisa Warner, author of The Simplicity of Self-Healing. I show you how to heal your body naturally by combining your body's innate intelligence with the wisdom of your own soul, so that you can break through the mental programming of limiting beliefs that cause disease and make healing your body and changing your life simple. And welcome to another Lunch with Lisa. I'm Lisa Warner. I am the author of The Simplicity of Self-Healing. It's a book that I wrote after I healed myself from cancer naturally without using the medical model. And if I can do this, you can do this too. We can all do this. It's really not rocket science. It's not that difficult, but it does take a shift of consciousness. Today, let's look beyond the physical body. Let's look into our aura, the energy body, the energy that surrounds our physical body. The aura, it houses the light body. It is unique to each and every one of us, even though there's the mental body, the emotional body, the causal body, all of these parts of the aura. We each have our own, it's like our own blueprint, our own thumbprint. Like the aura is unique. It's our own soul's geometry. I talk about our souls like snowflakes. Every snowflake has its own unique sacred geometry. And each of us as the soul, we also have our own unique geometry. And that geometry is ours always. It goes with us wherever we go, whether we're in physical form or not. We still have the geometry, our own sacred geometry. And when that geometry starts to degrade, when it is no longer fully robust and intact, everything in our life begins to suffer. We start to have boundary issues. We feel like other people are invading our space, telling us what to do. We also start to not feel well. Our energy levels start to fluctuate or drain. And we start to experience lots of negative things because our reality is being generated from this energy field around us. And without a solid, well, not in physical form, but without a robust and stable energy container, then our lives don't have that stability and they don't have that sacred geometric form that we're all looking for. Right? Heaven on earth, paradise. That's the sacred geometry. That's what's actually the original divine design. Is that this planet was designed as paradise, but then, and humans, we are also designed in divine perfection. We're designed to thrive. We're designed to be happy and healthy. Our bodies are designed to live for very long periods of time. But because
of the degradation of our energy fields due to trauma and drama and being, you know, being pushed around, lied to, bullied, you know, everything that has happened to us in our lifetimes, the cumulative effect of all of the traumas has degraded the energy field around us. And it's like, if you think about a castle, if the walls are, you know, if the walls are falling down, then and we can just walk right in, right? So it's the same thing with our personal energy fields. Our energy field is designed to contain our soul, our personal core essence. It's not designed to house other people's core essences. But here in physical form, we create ties with other people, right? The ties that bind, those energetic cords, they allow energy to pass to and from person to person. And a lot of times we leave some of our energy with other people, and sometimes they leave their energy with us. You know, if we've had an argument with somebody, even if we love somebody, you know, it's easy to take on other people's stuff, right? We all understand that general concept, you know, taking on other people's stuff, but it's really, we're taking on their energy. We're taking some of their energy into our energy field because we don't have a solid boundary. That the edges of our aura have degraded. They're no longer structurally sound. So this can also be looked at as a loss of structural integrity. When we lose our integrity, we start giving up our own authority. We start giving up our inner knowing. We start acquiescing to the experts or the bullies or the ones that we think know more than we do. And we start giving away our intelligence, our divine intelligence. Our soul has all the answers. The soul is intimately entwined with the mind of God, with Source itself, with divine intelligence, whatever term you want to use. We each have access to divine intelligence. But if we don't access it, if we don't consciously tune in and access it, then we don't have any access to it. If we're listening to other people's intelligence, right? Listen to the experts, they know more. Not necessarily. So when our auras have started to degrade and we no longer have that structural integrity around our bodies, then all kinds of darkness can get in. In the original blueprint, our soul is fully in the body. We are pure light and love in physical form. But when that light body, when that aura starts to degrade, that's when the darkness gets in. That's when the shadow starts creeping in and taking up valuable real estate. in your auric field. And this is really the root of dis-ease. We're not being attacked by physical diseases. They're not a thing. That's the illusion. Everything is happening in the energetic realm before it is made physically manifest. So we have to start looking at our bodies differently. Our bodies are responding to the energies. Our bodies are literally showing us where there is leakage in our structural integrity of our energy field. Our body is showing us the traumas, the places where our energy field has been banged into and dented and ripped open. Our bodies are not the problem. The energy field, how we think, right? The energy field contains the mental body and the emotional body. So the thought patterns, our thoughts, feelings, and emotions are housed in the energy field around the physical body. We have to start paying attention to the invisible. We have to start paying attention to our thought patterns. We have to start paying attention to our emotions. We have to start paying attention to the feelings in our body, not necessarily the aches and pains, but the emotional feelings, the doubts, the guilts, the shames, the blames, the angers, the fears, the frustrations. Because these are all signs that the structural integrity has been compromised of our aura. And that those patterns that have gotten in, those shadow, the darkness that has infiltrated our energy field, they need to be gathered up and cleared out. We're not meant to have darkness in our energy field. We are the light. We are beings of light, not beings of darkness. So when our physical body is sending us signals, we are programmed to go, "Ruh-roh, danger, danger, Will Robinson, something's wrong with my body. I better go find out what's wrong with me." That's the programming. That's the default. That's what we're taught. That's what we're told. That's what we're sold. Day in and day out, commercial after commercial, message after message. It's programming. Our bodies are designed to heal themselves, but they can't do it while we're in the programming, because the programming says there's something wrong with my body. I can't trust my body. You know, I got to go find somebody to fix me. I've got to find the pills. I got to find the proper treatments. That was not my experience. My direct experience was I didn't need any of those things. I needed to shift my consciousness. I needed to look from a different perspective. And I needed to clean and clear and balance my energy field. All of the shames and blames and guilts and doubts and worries and frustrations and angers and all of the stuff that I had built up inside, and I was carrying those things around in my physical body, and it was heavy and it was dark and it didn't feel good. Those were the things that need to be addressed. And when we change the way we look at things, the things we look at change. And when we learn to start looking in the invisible realms, when we start learning how to read energy and rebalance our energy fields, clear our aura and rebuild the structural integrity of our light body, this is where the magic is. And nobody else can do that. You are the only one that can do that for yourself. This is why it's called self-healing, because it's something that you have to do yourself. You are the only one that can restore your own integrity, your own structural integrity. So I hope that this helps. I have many classes coming up that will dive deeper into these topics and start to show you self-healing, what it really is. It's not just about fixing your body. It's about bringing all of the parts and pieces of yourself back into structural integrity, so that you become master of your own molecules, so that you become the ruler of your own domain, so that you can start living your life on your terms. This is all part of self-healing. It's about stepping ourselves out of the programming, stepping out of the false matrix, stepping out of that prison system, the soul prison that has been constructed here, that traps our souls, and it causes us to live in states of suffering and lack and dis-ease. We're not meant to live in suffering, lack, and dis-ease. It's really not why we're here. And we're not even here to even have to overcome that. If we learned as children, if we were kind of left alone and allowed to learn and have our consciousness develop organically, we would still be connected to source. We wouldn't have gotten so disconnected. But self-healing is about reconnecting ourselves to our own divine wisdom. You already know all of this at a soul level. It's time to start tuning back in and discovering what you really know. Because then you are in charge of all things you. And then you get to live on your terms. You get to create the health, the wealth, the happiness that you truly desire and deserve. So I hope this was helpful today. If you are curious about some of the things that I have to offer, please go to connectingyoutoyou.com and check it out. See what I got going on while you watch this. If this was helpful to you, please like my channel, subscribe, and share if this was helpful and you think there are others that would like to know this same information. Please share this. So thank you so much for joining me for another Lunch with Lisa. I am Lisa Warner. I am the author of The Simplicity of Self-Healing, and my greatest joy is helping you connect to the wisdom of your soul and see those light bulbs go off when you realize that you have the power and that you can be master of your own molecules. Thanks for watching. Until next time, hey, create some healthy molecules for yourself because you can. All right. Thanks for watching. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Connecting You to You Radio. If you've enjoyed this podcast, please subscribe and share it with your friends. Are you ready to discover more about how simple healing your body can actually be when you do it from the higher wisdom of your soul? To learn more about what I do and how you can work with me, visit connectingyoutoyou.com and get on my mailing list to be the first to know about my latest offerings. If you'd like to interact with me on Facebook, please join my group, Soul Sourced Healing. Check the show notes below for these links and more. I hope to see you again next time on Connecting You to You Radio.